Listening, Part 3. You will hear someone talking. You will hear the person twice. Complete the information. Write short answers of 1 to 5 words.
Welcome, everyone, to this new pasta factory, which is now open on a daily basis. Before I give you a tour of the premises, I'd like to give you some useful information about... what else? Pasta. So, basically, pasta's a noodle made primarily of wheat flour. This is then mixed with a little water and eggs and formed into sheets of various shapes, then cooked by boiling or baking. It can also be made with flour from other cereals or grains. It's a staple food in traditional Italian cuisine, with a first reference dating to 1154 in Sicily, and pastas can be divided into 2 broad categories, dried and fresh. Most dried pasta is commercially produced via an extrusion process. Fresh pasta was traditionally produced exclusively by hand, but today many varieties of fresh pasta are also commercially produced by large-scale machines, and the products are widely available in supermarkets. Both dried and fresh pasta come in a number of shapes and varieties, with 310 specific forms known by over 1,300 different documented names. In Italy, the names of specific pasta shapes or types often vary with locale. For example, cavatelli pasta is known by 28 different names, depending on the region. Common forms of pasta include long shapes, short shapes, tubes, flat shapes, and sheets, miniature soup shapes, filled or stuffed, and speciality or decorative shapes. As a category in Italian cuisine, both fresh and dried pastas are classically used in one of 3 kinds of prepared dishes. Asciutta is pasta that's been cooked and plated and then served with a complementary sauce or condiment. A second classification of pasta dishes is pasta in brodo, in which the pasta is part of a soup-type dish. A third category is pasta al forno, in which the pasta is incorporated into a dish that is subsequently baked in the oven. Pasta is really a simple dish, but it comes in many varieties because it's so versatile. Some pasta dishes are served as a first course in Italy, with smaller portion sizes than usual. Pasta is also prepared for light lunches, for example in salads, or in large portion sizes for dinner. It can be prepared by hand or food processor and served hot or cold. The same applies to pasta sauces, which vary through taste, colour and texture. When choosing which type of pasta and sauce to serve together, there is a general rule regarding compatibility. Simple sauces, like pesto, are ideal for long, thin strands of pasta, while tomato sauce combines well with thick pastas. Thicker and chunkier sauces are better at clinging onto the holes and cuts in short, tubular, twisted pastas. The extra sauce left on the plate after all of the pasta is eaten is often mopped up with a piece of bread. When it comes to healthy eating, the better option is whole wheat pasta, as it contains more nutrients than white pasta. For example, magnesium, iron, calcium and potassium. Okay. So unless you have any questions... Welcome, everyone, to this new pasta factory, which is now open on a daily basis. Before I give you a tour of the premises, I'd like to give you some useful information about... What else? Pasta. So, basically, pasta's a noodle made primarily of wheat flour. This is then mixed with a little water and eggs and formed into sheets of various shapes, then cooked by boiling or baking. It can also be made with flour from other cereals or grains. It's a staple food in traditional Italian cuisine, with a first reference dating to 1154 in Sicily. And pastas can be divided into two broad categories, dried and fresh. Most dried pasta is commercially produced via an extrusion process. Fresh pasta was traditionally produced exclusively by hand, but today many varieties of fresh pasta are also commercially produced by large-scale machines, and the products are widely available in supermarkets. Both dried and fresh pasta come in a number of shapes and varieties, with 310 specific forms known by over 1,300 different documented names. In Italy, the names of specific pasta shapes or types often vary with locale. For example, cavatelli pasta is known by 28 different names, depending on the region. Common forms of pasta include long shapes, short shapes, tubes, flat shapes, and sheets, miniature soup shapes, filled or stuffed, and speciality or decorative shapes. As a category in Italian cuisine, both fresh and dried pastas are classically used in one of three kinds of prepared dishes. Asciutta is pasta that's been cooked and plated, and then served with a complimentary sauce or condiment. A second classification of pasta dishes is pasta in brodo, in which the pasta is part of a soup-type dish. A third category is pasta al forno, in which the pasta is incorporated into a dish that is subsequently baked in the oven. Pasta is really a simple dish, but it comes in many varieties because it's so versatile. Some pasta dishes are served as a first course in Italy, with smaller portion sizes than usual. Pasta is also prepared for light lunches, for example in salads, or in large portion sizes for dinner. It can be prepared by hand or food processor and served hot or cold. The same applies to pasta sauces, which vary through taste, colour and texture. When choosing which type of pasta and sauce to serve together, there is a general rule regarding compatibility. Simple sauces, like pesto, are ideal for long, thin strands of pasta, while tomato sauce combines well with thick pastas. Thicker and chunkier sauces are better at clinging onto the holes and cuts in short, tubular, twisted pastas. The extra sauce left on the plate after all of the pasta is eaten is often mopped up with a piece of bread. When it comes to healthy eating, the better option is whole wheat pasta, as it contains more nutrients than white pasta. For example, magnesium, iron, calcium and potassium. Okay, so unless you have any questions,
you now have 30 seconds to read through and check your answers. That is the end of part 3.